Day 10. Travel to orbit. Reports indicate that an agent of the Nine has infiltrated the tower, yet again. Seems to do that weekly. Our security sucks. The rings of Saturn have been infiltrated by the Dreadnought. Hive. Taken. Cabal. Everyone's on it. Everyone's trying to destroy it. Everyone's trying to find all the secrets that are hidden within. Day 9 has a lot of things to do. I can't even do that for very long. What's up, everyone? It's Day 10. Travel to orbit. Check it out. Squidface is in the tower, and this is what he's got. Legacy engrams for 31 strange coins. Why is it 31 strange coins still? I still don't understand it. You're not even getting anything worth getting. Maybe you're getting the opportunity to upgrade to something later when you have enough, what are those things called? Legendary marks? But for 31 strange coins? Like, you could just save those and you could actually upgrade and infuse stuff. I don't know. Weird. Yeah, it's still weird to me. He also has the Rune Wings for the Titan, which are some of the coolest looking gear in the game, I think, personal opinion. Then the Hunters, you guys get something new. The Sealed Amkara Grasps. Some gloves, year 2. It's pretty awesome. Anything Amkara is pretty sweet, in my opinion. Maybe someday we'll fight some, even though they say they're all dead. They're not all dead. I bet they're out there somewhere hiding. Maybe they're on the Dreadnought. Probably not. Then Warlocks get the Light Beyond Nemesis Helm from year 1, from Vanilla Destiny. Actually, you already pulled this from last week's engram. But it's nice to have another helmet, another option. Then he's got Hawk Moon, leveled up Hawk Moon. I know all of us Xbox people, when we jumped in Taken King, we actually got one of the, one of the PlayStation exclusive weapons from a green engram. And the one I got was the Hawk Moon. So I scrapped that one, upgraded to the new Hawk Moon, loaded it up. It's a pretty sweet gun. I'm excited to use it. Man, it's got high impact and 3 bonus shots. It's going to be pretty sweet. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to take it out into the Cosmodrome, start clearing out some Fallen. I've got to kill 900 Fallen across Venus, Cosmodrome, and the Moon. Should be easy to do. There's a lot of them out there. You can probably get a lot of the kills and strikes and all the other activities I'm going to be doing, so I'm pretty excited for that. So it doesn't feel like it's Xur's best weekend, but I mean, Hunters get something new, so that's cool. I wonder if Titans are going to get the new item for the new DLC, and then Hunters and Warlocks won't get anything. Because last week the Warlocks got something new, this week Hunters get something new, so maybe we'll see if next week the Titans get something new, then we'll know for sure, 100%, not random, even though we know it's not random. I mean, sometimes it can be random, but they can fix it. Anyway, it doesn't matter, we'll see what they get. I did not pick up any 3 of coins, I still have some from last week. I'm not too interested in getting any more. I mean, I'm not doing the exploit, so I don't think I run enough strikes per day to use it, to really get anything from it. So I'm just going to use what I have, I'll buy some when I run out, but I'll get some more later. So the Daily Heroic mission today is the very first mission from the Taken King. Now, something cool about these Daily Heroics, after yesterday's Daily Heroic, when the Spindle came out and everyone was going crazy over trying to get this weapon, or was it Tuesday? It was Tuesday. Right, today's Friday. So after everyone was going through and grabbing that thing and rushing through to the Deadliest Catch to find the Black Spindle, to take down the Taken, it has created a lot of buzz in the Bungie.net forums. Now, when Destiny first released, and everyone was exploring the vault, and exploring all the secrets of the game, they were searching for everything, we were getting out of the map, we were searching for where the ghosts were, where the secrets are, what's hidden behind here, is there something behind here, is this gate going to open, how do we open this portal? To me, that was some of the best times of Destiny, because you go on the forums, and it's just not all negativity bullcrap. It's, hey, this is what I found, what is it, what do you guys think, what have you found? People posting videos, people posting pictures, people posting theories, people forming groups in these forums in order to go attempt one of these theories and see if they can find something new. And this is awesome to me. To me, that's what the Bungie community really is. It's not this, you know, vocal minority that just rages about everything and complains about everything. That they need to do this, and Bungie needs to do this, and community managers need to be fired, or That's not what the Bungie community is. The Destiny community is this community that comes out when there's a problem that needs to be solved. They put their heads together. They figure out all these awesome theories, start talking about them, get all the speculation going, and it gets people excited. It gets me excited when you see what people are thinking. It's like, hey, maybe if you go here and you do this with this weapon. Because the clue for the black spindle was if you deleted your black hammer, it would give you a rune, and it would show you a picture of the runes that were on this door. And then you'd go over there, and if you didn't open it in time, your ghost would say, hey, there's fallen prints all over this thing. So these kind of things get the community all abuzz. Right now, they're trying to figure out what is in the daily heroic for the first mission of the Taken King, what people need to do to find the secret, if there is a secret, what they're going to try, how they're going to try it, what weapons they're going to take, what weapons they're going to dismantle. And it's awesome. I mean, this type of interactivity on the forums, I mean, that's what it should be about. And I'm glad that these new missions are starting this again. And maybe it is because, well, I don't even remember this really from Dark Below or House of Wolves. I don't remember any type of, oh, what's the secret here? What's the secret here? There just wasn't any of that on the forums at all. There wasn't anyone looking for, you know, what does this clue mean? What does this do here? If I do this, what happens? I don't remember any of that for those two DLCs. So it's really refreshing to have it back now that the community's coming together. They're trying to figure stuff out. They're sharing information. And it just creates a better community. I'm really excited for it. I'm really excited for, you know, all these daily heroics to come out and for this to happen. And, you know, if Bungie spreads it out, they can create a lot of hype and a lot of, you know, interesting talk on the forums to show people that, you know, like our community isn't just a bunch of ranging, you know, DBs. We have a huge player base that really enjoy the game. They enjoy interacting in positive ways with everyone else, and it's not just a cesspool of whatever you want to call those types of people, because they're annoying. So, on to more things. I can't say enough about how much I love the discovery part of Destiny. Just going through, searching things, finding things. I mean, if you remember, there's actually a couple of patrol missions that you go and you look for stuff. You either look for, you know, downed pieces of equipment. There's even a couple of patrol missions where you go and you find, like, graffiti on the walls, and it looks like it's fallen graffiti. You know, stuff like that. What if they incorporated more things like that? What if you found, like, a rare bounty beacon that took you to this one certain place that, you know, this thing doesn't pop up every often. It pops up maybe on a certain day at a certain location, and it takes you to the certain place where you discover, you know, a secret or a clue to something bigger. I mean, that would be pretty cool. I'd be excited for that. That would get everyone a buzz, getting ready for this one day, or they figure out how to do it, and everyone's focused on completing this one mystery that we have. So make it happen, Bungie. That would be pretty awesome. So today's Friday. Today's my group's raid day. We're ready to jump in. None of us have jumped in. Most of us have stayed pretty dark on what the raid is and how we're going to do it. So we're going to go in for the first time. It's going to be a surprise. It's going to be exciting. We're probably going to get worlds first, since I know no one has completed the raid yet. It's going to be pretty awesome and excited to get in there. These are some of the best experiences, video game-wise, that I've had, have been in the raid. So I'm excited for a new one and excited to have those experiences again. Your heart pumping when you're about to down the boss and it's all hectic and everyone's screaming at you. Do a little bit more damage. I'm excited. So the weekly update dropped yesterday, and in normal fashion for the weekly update, they give us numbers for how many times the raid's been attempted, how many times it's been completed, and then they list the top 10 teams that completed it first. I don't know why they didn't put my team on there. Oh, it's because we haven't done it yet. That's right. Oh, I guess we're not going to get Worlds first. There's already 10 people ahead of us. That, man, maybe we'll get Worlds 11th. Is that a thing? I don't know. There's a write-up about the team that did it first. I didn't read it because I don't really care. I mean, what are they going to tell you? Most of the people have watched their streams and they're like, yay, we did it. It was cool. We were able to grind to get to the light level in 3 days because this is what we do. And then we went in the raid and we completed the raid. Okay, sounds good. Sounds like what a lot of people, you know, expected. You know, it'd be nice if there was more time for people to actually get the gear that they need. I mean, there's a lot of people that just don't have, you know, enough time with work and with other responsibilities to get to the light level in 3 days. And it'd be nice if it is extended more. I assumed it would be a week or a week and a half before the raid opened up so that people could get in there. I mean, there's still plenty of quests that people could have completed in that time. I mean, I'm still not done with everything. I just barely got to the last part on Mars where I'm back on Phobos and I have to take down the Echo of Oryx. And there's some, I haven't been able to do it yet. I was attempting it and I had to stop. But there's a lot of great dialogue in that mission. And it was fun. I'm really excited for it. I'm excited to see how it pans out, if that's the end of that quest line or if there's more. I mean, so far, like I said, I got to go kill all those Taken. That's another quest line that started. I finally got my gunsmith up to rank 2, so he gave me a quest. I got to go get some fusion rifle kills. And of course, like a fool, oh man, I can't believe I did this. I accidentally deleted all my weapon parts. So upgrading my weapons is just going to be a pain. It's going to take forever now. I think I deleted over 400 weapon parts, and I feel like a fool. It's sad. I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking. It just happened, and there it goes. Maybe I should whine about it to Bungie on the forums, and they'll give it back to me. Probably not. But also in the update, they said that there are more secrets out there that we have not uncovered. They did mention that, you know, we uncovered the Black Spindle, and that's one of the secrets they were talking about. But there's more out there, and they're not going to tell us. So, and I prefer them not to tell us. If it's a secret, let us find it. Let us discover it. I'm all for that. The discovery part, again, like I said, is awesome. So they also fixed the coins, the 3 of coins that you can buy from Xur. They actually changed it in a good way. So the quicker you use them and the quicker you down the ultras, the less increase they give you as a buff. So if you're using them and you're taking down Draxus repeatedly, that buff is not increasing as much as it would if you waited for, say, 10 minutes. So after a certain amount of time, 5 or 10 minutes, I don't know exactly what it is, but let's just go with those numbers, that buff will actually hit where it's supposed to be at the top. So if you're going and you're doing strikes and you're completing a full strike, you pop a coin, do the strike, get the boss. By the next time you get to the next boss or the next strike, that buff will be all the way back at the top again. But if you're doing Draxus, you're just never going to get that buff all the way. So I think it's an okay fix. I mean, I don't think it killed anything. It didn't ruin anything. It was a good fix, and now people are just going to have to adapt to it, which is fine. The Bungie community is adaptable. So yeah, that's really all for today. I mean, today's raid day, so I'm going to hit the raid, and I'll come back on Monday and report on how many times we've beaten the raid. So, this is me signing off. Peace out.